Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great remedies we have to restore the republic, to make America great again, to preserve the nation. Are you going to help us get it done? Wow, it is a Thanksgiving week, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to be thankful for our liberties. A lot of people want to complain and down America and be negative. We reject that view. We get a lot of problems, we'll agree. We live in perilous times, no doubt. But I'll tell you what, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we have the ability as Americans, as a community, a society, willing to turn to God for solutions. We have the answers, folks. It's that simple. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. He just does a phenomenal job. So much so that he's going to be joining us every Monday now. First hour of the broadcast every Monday to kick off the week. That's going to be excellent. We talked about UPMA, the Utah Precious Metals Association. They had an annual summit. One member's perspective. Lowell breaks down the details of the event he went to. Incredible, honest money leadership from the Olympic State of Utah. We also compared that and contrasted that, if you will, with currency controls in India. Wow. We also talked about Kansas talk, but no walk. State sovereignty in question. Kudos to the legislature of Kansas for considering and then approving the law and then the governor for signing it. What law are we talking about? The protection of the Second Amendment, saying that the federal government will not violate your right to keep and bear arms. But we got a failure of the state going on now. Eric Schmidt, the attorney general, prosecuting Mr. Cox and Mr. Kettler. It's an egregious violation of state law and a violation of the supreme law of the land. These two citizens have a right to their liberty and to their property. What are we talking about? Well, one created and sold. The other one purchased a silencer. Yeah, not illegal, not a problem, should be fine. But the feds went after these two gentlemen, and the state did nothing to uphold their own law and protect these gentlemen. Is Kansas a sovereign state or not? Who will interpose between the feds and the citizens of Kansas, huh? Remember, an attack on liberty anywhere is an attack on liberty everywhere. Got it? That was hour one with Lowell Nelson. In fact, Lowell's commentary was so good first hour, we kept him over for the second hour. And we jumped into the Electoral College versus the popular vote discussion. Please reject the NPV or no popular vote scenario. I guess they want to promote what? The popular vote and reject the Electoral College is what they want to do. Or they want to make them one and the same. Morphing our republic into a democracy by dismantling the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders. Don't let them do it, folks. We also talk about states consider a move to get around the Electoral College. We then talked about some Australian Citibank branches are stopping the use of cash. Are we moving to a dangerous cashless society? Are we moving away further and further from constitutional currency? Pretty soon government will be able to manipulate zeros and ones digitally speaking. If they don't agree with your politics, you're on the outs and you can't buy or sell anything. Is that where we're going? We also talked about this Venezuela nemesis, a hardware salesman at a Home Depot in Alabama. I guess his website tracks black market exchange of the LIBOR, That's their currency, I guess, swaying the price of everything. Nothing like the free market interfering in Venezuela's tyranny, huh? We also talked about Ron Paul reveals his list of fake news journalists. Reuters brought the piece along with Russia Today. Ron Paul saying, hey, here's the list of the people who really peddle fake news. And boy, have I talked about this a lot. The mainstream press wants to really maintain their gatekeeping status as controllers of what they consider to be news. But the fact is, they've fraudulently manipulated us, ladies and gentlemen, for 50-plus years, and now we're sick of it. The new media has taken center stage. The yesteryear media is on the ropes, and they know it. And we're taking on the mainstream press like never before, folks, at libertynewsradio.com. Now, I bring all that up because of what is fake news? Who decides what fake news is? If they tell you Donald's going to lose over and over and over and over and he vanquishes all foes on the Republican, what, 16 of them plus? And on the Democratic side, literally he vanquished the Democrats on all their sides too because even their runoff folks lost to the Donald. Is that fake news if they tell you that over and over and over and then they come back and go, golly, I don't know how we missed that one? Is it fake news now for them to trash Donald and tell you that he's going to destroy the economy? Wow. What is fake news? Who peddles fake news? Let me give you an example. Is the education system doing well? They make you believe that Common Core is doing phenomenal. But everybody I know rejects it. What about you? What about the pro-death state called pro-choice? Is that fake news? What about when Donald wants to bring back a pro-life policy in America? They down him as somehow an enemy, a misogynist, a hater towards women and everybody else. But what, for a pro-life stance? Something we took for granted in America for a couple of hundred years before we enacted the pro-death lie called pro-choice? What's fake news, folks? All right, I digress. We'll keep that theme alive as the broadcast unfolds today. And that's a recap of the hard-hitting show that took place yesterday. Available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio on your Roku free. Also, LibertyRoundtable.com for on-demand Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday and many other archived on-demand broadcasts at your fingertips free. But if you want to donate, we'd love your help. LibertyRoundtable.com, our incredible syndication opportunity with many other incredible talk shows 24/7, libertynewsradio.com, and one of the greatest award-winning news services on the planet. Oh, no fake news here, baby. libertynewsdaily.com. Check it out. Donate. Get involved in the solutions today. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I guess they're calling this EdExit, Kurt. You know, you got Brexit, and you got all these other things, right? You got EdExit. Kurt's got details.
Well, you know, when it comes to real solutions, you know, we're willing to look basically everywhere. Now, some people, you know, they just want to talk about, you know, solutions, but if one hits them in the face, they certainly don't want to address it. Ron Paul writes a piece, and the InfoWars boys picked it up. It's, of course, available on Ron's website. You can see it there at ronpaulinstitute.org. But the headline reads, as you said, Sam, EdExit, you know, like Brexit and what did they call it in America? Anyway, the bottom line is, hey, we kind of want to change the system. We want to make things better, make America great again, make the world greater again, or whatever. And the sub-headline from Ron Paul, homeschooling is the ultimate form of EdExit. Then he talks about, you know, some of the an out-of-control governor's executive order and et cetera, and the centralizing of education at the state, and in this case in Maryland, I guess, you know, schools have been opening earlier and earlier and earlier. And so the Maryland governor said, no more. you know, you guys can't open classes before Labor Day. Because he says, hey, man, it's bad for our business. You know, I mean, we need those students and their families going to our amusement parks and spending money. You know, I mean, this is just, you know, it's not good. Now, back in the old days, they couldn't go to school too early because they had to help on the farm. Now they got to help, make money for government and taxation, right, Sam?
Amen to that. Now, I don't understand. Did Ron Paul write this for InfoWars?
He wrote it in InfoWars, grabbed it, and put it on their site.
I see. So it's really Ron Paul's. InfoWars has nothing to do with it, but they're, what, trying to take credit? I don't know.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about the ultimate form of edexit, if you will. You got Brexit and all these other things. What about edexit? We're talking about education, homeschooling, the ultimate opportunity. Ron Paul wrote the column. It's just interesting how it says Ron Paul InfoWars, as if Ron Paul's, on InfoWars. And I guess in the sense that Ron Paul writes columns and Liberty Roundtable and everybody else can, you know, pick it up, that's great. But it just makes it sound like Ron Paul wrote it for InfoWars, which is not actually correct, ladies and gentlemen. I bring that all up, though, to say that Ron Paul has been advocating for homeschooling and educational opportunities for quite some time, Kurt, and we completely support him. And with Donald Trump taking the helm, maybe we have a new opportunity for homeschooling and private school solutions and actually choice, not just to kill babies, but actually choice for education, Kurt.
Yeah, just imagine that. Anyway, he's talking about this governor, a Maryland governor, who basically did an executive order and said students can't go to school too soon because we need them to go spend money at the parks and different stuff like that. Anyway, so Ron Paul says Governor Hogan's executive order is the latest example of how centralized government control of education leaves many students behind. A centrally planned education system can no more meet the unique needs of every child than a centrally planned economic system can meet the unique needs of every worker and consumer. Centralizing education at the state or worse, federal level inevitably leads to political conflicts over issues ranging from whether students should be allowed to pray on school grounds to what should be the curriculum, to what food should be served in the cafeteria, to who should be allowed to use which bathroom. The centralization and politicization of education is rooted in the idea that education is a right that must be provided by the government instead of a good that individuals should obtain in the market. Separating school from state would empower parents to find an education system that meets the needs of their children instead of using the political process to force their idea of a good education on all children. While many politicians, Ron Paul continues, praise local and parental control of education, you know, the fact is both major parties embrace federal control of education. The two sides only differ on the details. Liberals who oppose the testing mandates of No Child Left Behind enthusiastically backed President Clinton's national testing proposals. They also backed the Obama administration's expansion of federal interference in the classroom via Common Core. Similarly, conservatives who correctly not just opposed Clinton's initiatives but called for the abolition of the Department of Education enthusiastically supported No Child Left Behind. Even most conservatives who oppose Common Core, Ron Paul continues, federal bathroom and cafeteria mandates, a la Michelle Obama, and the other federal education policies support reforming instead of eliminating the Department of Education. Yeah, reform it out
but
of existence.
But, Kurt, this, I want to speak about this a little bit because the Republicans have been telling you that they want to abolish the Education Department, absolutely get rid of it entirely, for literally my whole life. I don't even know about my just my adult life or my voting life, that's for sure. But I think for my whole life, they've been saying this. Even before Ronald Reagan, they said this. And you know what? It's time now to get it done. You've got more control in the House than ever before. More control in the Senate than ever before. More control in the Supreme Courts than ever before. More control in the White House than ever before. More control in state legislatures than ever before. More control in state governorships than ever before. You're never going to have more control than this ever in my lifetime. If you don't get it done now, you'll never get it done. If you don't stand on a pro-choice platform for life and for education, you'll never have the opportunity to do it again, Republicans. Never.
It's a great point, and Ron Paul agrees with you, Sam. He says politicians will not voluntarily relinquish control over education to parents. Therefore, parents and other concerned citizens should take a page from the UK and work to ed-exit government controlled education. Parents and other citizens should pressure Congress to finally shut down the Department of Education and return the money to American families. They also must pressure state governments and local school boards to reject federal mandates, even if it means foregoing federal funding. Parents should also explore education alternatives, such as private, charter, and religious schools.
And by the way,
well,
just for the record, I've never put my kids in government school ever. I don't intend on ever doing it. And my kids have been homeschooled. Literally, we've homeschooled kids for 20-plus years. I've got 8 children, 4 boys, 4 girls. And as they get older, high school age, we do put them in a private school. We fund it ourselves, and we receive some scholarships from private money. And it is phenomenal. And Donald Trump, hopefully, is on the right track with this because he's putting that university together. Or he's putting that guy from the university that doesn't take government funding either, Kurt. What's that guy's name? Do you know that?
Larry Arn.
Yeah, Larry Arn. Mm-hmm. From Hillsdale College. Okay, that guy has run a college that doesn't take any government money either. So, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The stage is set, Kurt. Now it's about performance. Now it's about delivering.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Ron Paul goes on, he says, homeschooling parents have the freedom to shape every aspect of education, from the curriculum to the length of the school day, to what their children have for lunch, to who can and cannot use the bathroom, to fit their child's unique needs. I mean, imagine that, Sam. He goes on, he says, parents interested in providing their children, in this last paragraph, with a quality education emphasizing the ideas of liberty should try out my homeschooling curriculum. You know, I mean, imagine a, you know, congressman served 10 what terms, and now he's got a homeschooling curriculum. The curriculum provides students with a well-rounded education that includes courses in personal finance and public speaking. The government and history sections of the curriculum emphasize Austrian economics, libertarian political theory, and the history of liberty. However, unlike government schools, my curriculum never puts ideological indoctrination ahead of education. Wow. Imagine that. RonPaulCurriculum.com is the website.
You know, you could put Larry at the education department. I would support that. Ron Paul could fit so many places too, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
But I don't know if the Donald will do it. Donald didn't seem to be friendly with old Rand.
No.
You know, so.
Good point. Yeah, yeah.
I guess you can just have hope and a prayer, you know.
You know, the one, do you remember the one educator out of D.C., I think is... Her name is Michelle Rhee, R-H-E-E.
No.
Anyway, we talked a little bit about her. she has had some meetings with Trump as well, Sam. She's a former District of Columbia Public Schools chancellor. She and
that
her husband,
the heck out
I
of
guess.
Me.
Well, yeah, except for when you read about how she
did the Brexit.
What she did. Yeah, she... You know, basically, you know, she was pretty impressive. She served as a chancellor there during a tumultuous period starting in 07 in which she fired principals and toughened teacher evaluations. She was featured on a Time magazine cover wielding a broomstick as if to sweep bad teachers out of the classroom. Anyway.
Yeah, they did that to put her in a good light. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right, quick pause when we come back. Oregonian conspiracy trial still on track. Details in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, more commonly called Mormons, hold public worship in chapels and receive special instructions in separate buildings called temples. It is their belief that the most important blessings on earth and eternity require attendance at the temple. In order to gain access to the temple and participate in the ceremonies therein, each Mormon is required to receive a certificate called a temple recommend, attesting to their good character and fidelity to the high moral standards of the Church. Salt Lake Tribune columnist David Mason has suggested that Mormons who voted for Donald Trump should be denied temple recommends or have existing recommends revoked. Among the questions asked by Mormon bishops during temple recommend interviews is whether the subject affiliates with anyone whose teachings or practices are contrary to those of the Church. Mason insists that this question would justify revoking the temple recommends of all recommend holders who voted for 2016's GOP presidential candidate whose moral behavior is not compatible with Mormon values. Mason insists that his intent is to underscore the supposed sectarian narrowness of mainstream Mormonism. It could also be seen as displaying the narrow-mindedness of the sectarian left, given that he avoids taking a similar inventory of Hillary Clinton's misconduct, both official and private, and concluding that Mormons who cast a vote for such a morally infirm candidate as her could face the same disciplinary sanctions he recommends. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I submit nobody had better coverage of the Ammon Bundy situation, circumstance, trial, occupation, release, and subsequent not guilty than us. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. But I bring that up not really to brag about who we are, but to tell you we have even more relating to this. And as you know, in Oregon, the ones that were tried together, the trial's over, not guilty. However, there's several of them who somehow separated themselves by, what, admitting guilt, Kurt? And now they want to pull that back and say, well, wait a minute, not really, kind of thing. Well, Ammon of those guys stayed true to the cause, and now they're free. Well, not totally free, because they got Nevada charges, but they're not guilty of this and free, if you will. They're clear of it. However, several of them capitulated too quick, Kurt, and now they're paying the price.
Well, and one of the key things that I wanted to point out about the Liberty News Daily piece that we're looking at, where the headline reads, Oregonian Conspiracy Trial Still on Track, is the fact that, you know, these guys, I guess one of the key things that got them into trouble is, out of all the, you know, quote, protesters, that's what the government calls it, you know, up there, there were 15 FBI informants who had infiltrated the group. So they say originally 26 people were indicted on conspiracy. So if you had 26 that were indicted and then you got 15 FBI informants trying to get them to flick your bick and blow something up or shoot something, you know, man, I mean, you could really almost say that the government ends up causing the problems that they say they're out to fix, at least in my
opinion. Well, you're exactly right. And the problem is that's one of the efforts of Ammon Bundy's attorneys in the former trial that resulted in an acquittal of all of them, not guilty. I'm going to repeat it again, not guilty. However, one of the points was the attorneys for Ammon Bundy and crew were basically saying, Mr. Mumford, I think is his name, was basically saying, look, if there's that many government agents that were involved, let's, one, name them. You know,
identify. He's the liar that got tased in court, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Unfairly got tased in court. Wow. Anyway, he said, let's get their names, and then let's find out exactly what roles they played, because some of them were actually in charge of the firing ranges and stuff like that to train shooters and things, Kurt. And so what Mumford and Ammon and Bundy and others would say is, listen, these guys were involved in intentional entrapment. These guys were creating a false flag operation. These guys were trying to turn a peaceful protest into a violent insurrection of some kind. And it's all government. And the government judge, of course, in bed with the government provocateurs, literally said, no, you're not going to know who these guys are. We're not going to talk about their roles in the event. And just literally shut down the defense attorneys for Ammon Bundy and crew. Nevertheless, the jury saw right through that government judged or judge manipulation and said, uh-uh, not guilty here. There's something wrong. Even though if we can't get all the information to break this down and create accountability on the side of the government, because a countersuit should be filed, Kurt. Nevertheless, the
problem
is... That
whole transparency thing's really working good for them, huh?
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is that transparency thing. There could be countersuits if we really understood how involved the insurrection attempts really were by government bureaucrats trying to entrap patriots. A peaceful protest goes all violent, goes all crazy. The only people that committed violence are the government. They got a dead man on their hands. They literally created all kinds of havoc there. And the ones that were the greatest provocateurs were the people that were in charge of everything that escalated, if you will. We don't have all the pay dirt on that because the government covered it up and sealed it up, but you can't get that info. Who were these informants? What were they doing? What's going on here? And wow. So that's kind of the problem with that, Kurt. The sad part about this is those who pled guilty too early, or whatever you want to say, pleaded guilty too early, now they're in trouble. And so they're saying Oregonian conspiracy trial still on track, libertynewsdaily.com, meaning that the government's still going to prosecute. There was a move to say, look, the jury already said these guys are not guilty. Why don't we have the other guys not guilty as well, regardless of their pleadings? And the government's saying, no, we're going to prosecute. We're going to push it. This is what I mean by the government will not let go. They have an agenda, Kurt. The only hope for silver lining in this will be, hey, hopefully these other guys' attorneys, maybe they can push and get more pay dirt on what the, in my opinion, the enemies of freedom, the government provocateurs working for the FBI and who knows who, Homeland Security, whatever. Maybe those guys will get exposed, Kurt, in this next trial. Other than that, there might be a different split fate for these guys. I hate to say it.
Yeah, you know, the whole transparency thing, isn't it interesting how we all want it? I mean, we're all truthers, at least as far as I know. We all want the truth.
Well, and that's
yet,
not right.
Boy, you know, the old government, they just really want to hold the truth, you know, back.
Well, see, then they manipulate and say, you're just a truther. You're an enemy to freedom. Yeah. You're willing to work with Al-Qaeda and destroy the country, says Glenn Beck, and those kind of guys. So that's not very comforting. All right. Kurt, you know who Gary Sinise is?
Gary Sinise?
Yeah.
It's probably the Mrs. Sinise's son named Gary.
No, come on, Kurt. Go look up Gary
Sinise
on the internet.
How about Mr. Sinise's son? Gary Sinise. Okay.
Or Sinise. S-I-N-I-S-E. Gary Sinise. He's a well-known actor, Kurt.
S-I-N.
Type in Gary Sinise and type in Wikipedia, buddy, and you'll see.
All right, just shows you more how I'm out of touch. Sinise. S-I-N-E-E-S-E?
No.
Or ICE.
It's S-I-N. I-S-E.
Mm-hmm. I-S-E.
Yeah. I think they call that Sinise, if I'm not mistaken.
Gary Sinise Foundation. Some kind of a thing that supports veterans.
Yes, sir.
Nonprofit.
So, number one, he's a well-known actor, Kurt. If you look that up, you'll find out. A well-known actor. Number two, he's been on James Edwards' The Political Cesspool program several times.
I guess
syndicated
he was
by
born
Liberty
in
Radio.
55, they yes, say. Sir.
Anyway,
Illinois.
The point is he leads this veterans group. And what you got, Kurt,
yeah,
is everybody mocking Trump for raising money for the veterans and all this stuff. Well, celebrities nationwide, Kurt, are just wringing their hands. They're protesting the election of Donald Trump, and they're touting signs that say love Trump's hate. However, on Veterans Day, Kurt, just a few days ago, one celebrity demonstrated just how much love he actually has for veterans. He gave back to a wounded veteran who has done so much for America. On behalf of the Gary Sinise Foundation, actor Gary Sinise presented Captain, how do you say this guy's name? Luis Sevilla.
Oh, not Captain Kirk. I've heard of Captain Kirk.
Come on. This is serious, man.
Oh, I knew. It was serious. I've heard of Captain Kirk.
They gave him a brand new home in Chevy Chase, Maryland. So we're giving homes to veterans that are giving their lives and their bodies and souls for the salvation and safety of America. And Kurt's off on Captain Kangaroo, folks.
What I don't understand,
Chevy Chase, Maryland, he gave him a home, Kurt.
Yeah, but why can't, when I go to Google and I put in that guy's name, why doesn't that news story come up, Sam?
Because they don't want you to know. They're too busy telling you about all the actors and actresses that are whining on the Trump hate bandwagon, Kurt. That's what I'm telling you. This guy's literally giving a veteran a home, trying to make his life easier. Okay, so Gary Sinise handed over the keys to this home, and he said, God bless all who serve. Now, this gentleman, this captain in the Army, Kurt, was seriously wounded, injured, if you will, during a tour in Afghanistan after an improvised explosive detonated near his team. And three of his federal soldiers were killed in the blast. Two others were severely wounded. And this poor guy had his left leg amputated, suffers two strokes, two heart attacks, and I guess he had some brain damage from the event as well due to a lack of oxygen. So he's basically heavily dependent on his family for support and care now. But Mr. Sinise hopes to help with the home, to help this guy gain freedom of movement, Kurt. Now, he said, I'm giving you the key to this home, sir, but it's not actually a key, it's an iPad. And it's going to make this house work for you. Welcome home, my dear friend. And here's the deal, Kurt. It's a smart home, and it works cohesively with an iPad that allows this guy to complete daily tasks with independence. Okay, he couldn't open doors before, but now he can swipe on the iPad and touch things, and it'll do things for him. And I bring this up because, man, Gary Sinise is actually doing something for the veterans. While everybody else complains, while these actors and actresses just wring their hands and run around on the Trump hate bandwagon, you're not going to find stories about this, Kurt, but Gary Sinise is literally helping veterans big time. And we participated with Gary Sinise and his foundation to do just that on Liberty News Radio. Details in seconds.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We talked about the wonderful work by Gary Sinise and his foundation to take care of and help veterans. They just gave a home to a veteran who really can use it. It's a smart home so that the veteran can take care of life as independently as possible. Pretty neat story, if you ask me. Great leadership. Kurt Cosby brings up the fact that he types in Gary Sinise. He doesn't really find anything on this story. That's the way they roll, Kurt. They're too busy telling you about hate and violence and everything's, you know, horrible in America. Well, you know, you and I try to focus on this. Liberty News Radio and
now, I will
the
say,
political cesspool have really made a difference. And we've had Gary Sinise on talking about his work and supporting that work too, Kurt.
Yeah, if I put in Sinise veteran home, I do get stories, one from Fox News, one from WTOP, UPI, WTHR.
And so here's what happens,
you know,
Kurt,
talking
they cover
about
it,
these,
but they just write about it
you
once,
have to look
don't
really,
really
deep
promote
for it.
It, right.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I bring that up is Kurt's got a rash of violent stories for you, folks. Hmm. Here's what the mainstream press is talking about. Hearings remain open for 14-year-old boy accused in government school shooting. KSL, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, you know, and this story highlights at least the thing that we've talked about for years, you know. And yet they don't really want to address it. What they want to say is that, hey, you know, what we need is more security, more all this other stuff. What they really don't want to mention at all is that, well, we took God out of the schools. We don't have the Ten Commandments posted. We won't do that. We force people to perform acts of charities by paying for the government schools when charity is not supposed to be forced. It's supposed to be voluntary, you know, choice, like they always want to talk about. And these kids weren't, we shouldn't be surprised. They're either wanting to kill others, you know, like in this case, or they're wanting to feel like killing themselves, you know, with suicides and stuff like that. It's just a mess, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, so I guess the young kid wanted hearings to be closed to the media, et cetera, et cetera. And no, the hearings are going to remain open. The next story of interest, Provo man, I guess he's accused of what, burning and beating kittens, Kurt?
Well, I found this story interesting because, I mean, see, it's okay, Sam, if the same guy had killed a baby, you know, at least before it was born, right? It would have been fine because that would have been
well,
an abortion.
Well, while it was being
okay.
Born, it's okay too, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And yet, because he's accused of burning at least one cat and killing a second, he's been arrested by the Provo police. Now, you know, I'm not saying that people should go around, you know, burning a cat and stuff like that. But isn't it interesting how, you know, we got the police going out to protect the kitty cats, and yet, you know, as far as I know, Planned Parenthood's got an office in at least in the neighboring city of Orem, and
there you go.
Basically, you know, are performing their
Probably the reason they're like that is because cats have nine lives. That's probably why they're okay with that. Again, we condemn the violence, abuse, hatred, mistreatment of any animal and or person. But we unequivocally want to make it very clear that we don't consider cats and humans and their lives to be equal, Kurt.
Right.
I'm not saying that That's we should exactly. do any harm to an animal. But part of this deception, dishonesty, is to make us believe that the life of a cat is just as important as the life of a human. And I don't agree with that. Not that I think that we shouldn't care about animals. God gave us animals, and we should be kind to them and treat them with dignity and everything. I get it. I'm just saying it's interesting to me. All right. Now, a woman got arrested too, Kurt.
Yeah, and
she had twins and stuff like
that. I thought this was... Well, she is a twin, Sam, and this is what I thought was an interesting part of this story. So the headline reads, "Woman arrested in twins' death, off cliff, fights extradition." So the dateline is Albany, New York. It's an AP story, but, you know, tell me if this doesn't seem confusing to you. They say this woman's accused of killing her twin sister. And how she did it, she drove their SUV off a cliff. Now, apparently, she was in the SUV. So she's driving it off, and this is her way of killing her twin sister. I think she'd be putting herself in just as much danger, wouldn't she? But anyway, now, this was in a cliff in Hawaii. It's not exactly why I would go to Hawaii, but, I mean, you know, we went, but not to drive any SUV off a cliff. The lawyer said at her court appearance that it's highly likely his client's case is headed to an extradition hearing. She was tracked down in Albany and arrested a week ago. The grand jury out in Hawaii indicted her on a second-degree murder charge. Authorities say she was driving an SUV in May with her sister in the passenger seat when the vehicle crashed into a rock wall and plunged about 200 feet. Now, they say the sisters were fighting over the steering wheel and says the crash was a heart-shattering tragedy. I just don't get how... she's doing this to kill her sister. It doesn't make sense to me, you know.
Well, Kurt, you're thinking about it logically. Now, you'll probably dig into the sister's life that's still alive, and you'll find out that she probably, like, tried to vote for Donald Trump or something like that, or maybe she's opposing abortion and wants pro-life, or maybe she believes in Christian principles, or maybe she believes in, you know, traditional marriage, or maybe she wants to, like, homeschool her kids. You dig in, Kurt. You'll find out why this is going down, buddy.
You know, like, for example, let's say you and I are driving, all right?
Yes, sir.
And they say, oh, you know, Kurt rammed a rock wall with the SUV that he was driving in and then plunged over a 200-foot thing just to kill Sam. Now, I mean, does that make any sense to you? But anyway,
of course not.
It's an AP story.
But what I'm telling you is if you dig in, there's a reason for the agenda, Kurt. There always is. Maybe the lady fought the IRS. Maybe, you know, I don't know what's going on.
It's more of that fake news, you know, stuff. I probably would bet at least there's some pieces missing, I think, in the story that this does make sense to me, you know. The AP usually has got time for all these little, like, kiddie stories. And,
yeah, of course they do.
And, you know, something like this. But, man, if they're going to tell you something like... hey, we need to eliminate the Federal Reserve and get back to honest money and, you know, maybe restore the Constitution. There's just no space for that, you know.
All right, Musk is in the news, Kurt.
Musk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that guy's name?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Elon Musk or whatever.
That used to be some kind of a cologne, I think. But anyway, he says... Tesla's solar shingles are going to cost less than a dumb roof. Now, you know what a dumb roof is, Sam. That's the kind of roof you have and I have.
Yeah, it just sits there and doesn't do anything of any value now, does it?
That's right. I guess they say
Except
Tesla's...
Except it keeps the rain out of my house, folks. That's pretty smart,
yeah,
if you ask me.
I guess Tesla shareholders have approved the acquisition of what's called Solar City. That's the new company, and it's now an unequivocal sun-to-vehicle energy firm. The chief executive officer, Elon Musk, E-L-O-N, didn't take long to make his first big announcement as head of this new enterprise. I guess minutes after shareholders approved the deal, about 85% of them voted yes. Musk told the crowd that he had just returned from a meeting with his new solar engineering team. Tesla's new solar roof product, he proclaimed, will actually cost less to manufacture and install than a traditional roof, even before the savings from the power bill or electricity, Musk said, it's just a bonus. Wow.
You want to know how this works?
Yeah, let's go
ahead. Massive government subsidies, or else it doesn't work.
You think so? It says, if Musk's claims prove true, this could be a real turning point in the evolution of solar power. The rooftop shingles he unveiled just a few weeks ago are something to behold. They're made of textured glass and are virtually indistinguishable from high-end roofing products. They also transform light into power for your home and your electric car. So I guess he went on to say, so the basic proposition will be, would you like a roof that looks better than a normal roof, lasts twice as long, costs less, and by the way, generates electricity? Why would you get anything else?
Because it's not true or real.
Sam. Well,
it's poppycock.
Tesla, dude. Is it really?
Yeah.
They say, make no mistake, the new shingles will still be a premium product, at least when they first roll out. The terracotta and slate roofs Tesla mimicked are among the most expensive roofing materials on the market, costing as much as 20 times more than cheap asphalt shingles.
So do you hear the start of the article says they're cheaper than your dumb asphalt shingle roof, Kurt? And then they end the article telling you, hey, they're going to be as expensive as the most expensive roofs on the planet. Right?
That's what they say. And it's not the end of the article, but the good news piece, at least to me, is it's more disruptive technology, more competition when it comes to, in this case, the world of energy, which means
real,
all of us do
it.
Better.
But it's fake news, folks. All right, there you have it. Thanks for being alongside Hour 1 on the Can, Hour 2 coming up. Sam and Kurt, this nation shall endure.